Good morning. Good afternoon to some of those listening on the internet or evening or whatever it may be. Robin read out of Hebrews 13 and 7. Remember them that have the rule over you, have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. I want you to look at the next verse. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. When did verse 7 change? If you go to verse 7's sister verse, which is verse 17, says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. When did that change? It hasn't. I cannot tell you how many times through the years that I have been given something of the Lord to share with someone, and their response would be, well, I'll have to go pray and ask God about that. Sounds reasonable. Sounds simple. It's always good to pray about stuff. But they don't realize out of their mouth they're saying something. They're bypassing the mediator. You don't get to God except through Jesus Christ. So not only are they bypassing the messenger God sends, they're bypassing the blood and the one who gave the blood, thinking they can go direct. Christ has not changed. God has not changed. Bob earlier was speaking out of Matthew 7, 6 or 7, 7, about those who do the will of the Father, and what he said was right. He was true. He gave us that commission. But before you can even do the commission, you got to do the simpler things. Simpler things: love God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. How can you obey God if you don't love God? Amen? Amen. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I used to make my children mad. Ricky, if you love me, do what I say. I'd love to try that on Bob once in a while and see what happens. I said it to my wife one time. She stuck her tongue out at me. If you love me, keep my commandments. I'm going to read verse 8 again. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He's never changed. His words have never changed. His commandments have never changed. And what he wants of you and me has never changed. And now let's go to verse 9. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines. You know, when you become a Christian and you start following after the Lord through the gospel, because you become a Christian through the gospel, you're going to meet people. They're going to come up with all kinds of strange things. You know, God gave us a revelation of his secret name. There's that group. It's just too much to even talk about. But in the next part, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. If your heart is not established with grace, you're going to be like a chicken feather caught in a windstorm. You're going to go whichever way the wind blows you. You'll have no anchor. Jesus talked about the man who built his house on a rock versus the man who built his house on the sand. And he referred to himself as the rock. And the revelation that Peter received from God that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the rock. And that grace comes through Jesus. Not through anything else. It doesn't come from the law. It doesn't come from your church denomination. It doesn't come from your church building. We call ourselves the Fisherman Ministries. 1974, that's the name the Lord gave us to use. But the Fisherman Ministries is not the rock. The First Baptist is not the rock. Pentecostal Holiness, Church of God, Church of God of Prophecy, Assemblies of God, Seventh-day Adventists, the name, you just keep going with them, it doesn't matter. They're not the rock. Jesus is the rock. Amen. And grace comes through Jesus. You can't receive it unless you love him. Amen. When your heart is established with grace, then you're not worried about what meats you eat or what you drink, or what you wear, or what anybody else wears. See, I don't care that Marge dresses like a guy, and I don't care that Corey dresses like a girl. I'm just kidding, folks, they really don't. You never, that stuff just doesn't matter. What matters is, do they love the Lord? Do they walk in that love? That agape love. That's what matters. And if you're going to make it through and be one of those whom Jesus says, welcome, good, faithful servant, then your heart has to be established in grace. And let me share this one last thing. You cannot have your heart established in grace if it is full of fear. Fear destroys faith. And it takes faith to have your heart established in grace. And you let fears enter into your heart about what might be or what can be or even what is. Grace is weakened and even broken. So remember, God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And he gives us those things so that our hearts can be established in grace. That's where we receive our righteousness, not in the law. it's been done away with. But in Jesus Christ, I'm done.